not really that great.
No.
I'll ask who the pilot is.
Okay. I'll ask who's packing heat.
Okay, I scanned them to make sure they're not packing heat.
Okay.
So I pick whatever, you and you, the two big guys, put these on. I'll throw them handcuffs.
Alright.
Or I'll have the guy. And we'll. I'm going to juice it up and then we'll take you back to Deep Space 17.
Okay.
So, pilot, you're flying.
Alright, get back to Deep Space 17.
Okay.
You know, it makes an executive decision.
I don't know. That's not an important part of the adventure. Okay, so you
get
back to
DC-17
with Predator.
Finally, we are reunited. You would not guess of my adventures, my friend.
Okay, the weapons?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right.
There was absolutely no firefight, though. I think Donald could have done that.
Wow.
Well, no, she wouldn't have brought guards. Donald would be pregnant at this moment.
Her only weapon.
Cough was my guess for the other one.
Did you guys finish the crossword puzzle?
Oh, this was the one with the ice mask. The ice mask.
So who has a good crossword puzzle? New York Times?
Yeah. So, we have captured a middleman for a criminal organization, stopped 40 guns from being shipped out, and sent the Meeps on a journey across the galaxy.
Yep. This is the most good.
I'm not sure.
Then, or roll instruction.
Instruction? I don't have instruction. And I didn't roll instruction before, did
you? Oh, that's because I didn't roll fine. Okay, roll instruction.
Just for the room. Schweppes. Ooh, the Schweppes.
the drunk race of
civilized people.
Clients can make an apology roll.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait, this is the one I only get two dice on because I'm the Dutch. Seven.
You know what he's telling? When he's talking about like the research station? He's thinking, obviously a criminal breaks, and they seem to be having way too much contact with
him. Why are they having that much contact with the primitive race? What were the prime directive issues at?
Oh, he said that he was just using, like, chopsticks, and there was, he lived a Spartan lifestyle with no guns. Beats me. Is that even bad? I don't pay attention to such detail.
Yeah, whatever.
They're having contact.
Crystal can make a. No, I want to be a life science. Well, life science.
I have life science.
Medical.
I don't have life science. I have life science.
Life science biology.
How many points is the new skill?
Five.
Five, I think. I've got 11.
Sure.
Two. suggest something?
No. I suggest you roll a 10. No,
that's easy.
So is that life science 1, biology 2?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I suggest you roll a 10.
Okay.
Can I roll my life science biology too?
All right.
having the skill and all, is it logic?
Yeah, it's logic.
Okay, I got a 14.
You know, you heard for on Audra and Ford, you heard that Dr. Meyer was in charge of the Christmas project.
Where's Audra and Ford?
Audra and Ford's planning to work. You heard that Dr. Byron was in charge.
So the wrong guy is in charge.
What happened to Dr. Byron? He was the guy in charge there.
What do I know? What do I look like? Mid-level bureaucrat.
Oh, I'm supposed to go over the... I was only sent to find the gun.
Exactly. Guns. Find them. I even checked out to see if that was really Dr. Schmedley. And it was.
But that was the wrong person. I mean, do these sound like serious prime directive issues?
Well, from what they expect, yeah, not too bad. Although, definitely irregular to such a... Irregular Dr. Butters is pretty good. Pretty sensitive. Yeah. She was a slipshod operator, of course. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm thinking, God, it doesn't really sound like our business. They're doing stuff bad, but not terribly bad.
Sure.
I'm kind of vaguely curious, and I look up and see if the right doctor was reassigned or something.
So you look at the right here?
Yeah, who this other doctor is.
Computer research. I guess that's how you will know.
This is the part where we need the high rolls to continue the adventure.
Yeah. Well, maybe you don't continue. You don't continue.
Seven.
Wait. Dr. Pilish is Dr. Byron's assistant on the planetary survey. Can you open my computer research?
Sure. I admit I haven't been paying close attention, but I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, I'm just curious why a different doctor was in charge, and that's just because I'm curious of the planet where Dave was.
Well,
there was a different doctor.
The doctor's some sort of planned record.
The doctor's assistant is in charge and is kind of doing things slipshod, but.
Yeah. Prime director problem on top of the one that Ensign voice.
Yeah.
Different class.
Seven.
Seven?
What do you get home?
Five.
So Dr. Pilish is the assistant on the research. On the survey team. The initial survey... actually, they've been there 5 years. And, they have not reported finding any sensitive life on the planet.
Now that's disturbing.
Those guys are pretty dumb. I think they might have been reminding me to breathe. Breathe, I think they were saying every once in a while. Is that sentient? Yeah, you told them breathe?
No. Can you describe these people to me a little more? I want to try to assess if they're actually sentient or not.
Like, yeah, hairy guy that ran around toward me.
I ask you some cultural questions.
They poked me when I arrived to see what I was.
Sound like meeps.
Yeah, they are. They're gleeps.
So the meeps are clearly sentient, but the meps are. are?
Yeah,
well, clearly there's... I mean, they were using just spears.
Oh, really? Maybe you have the right idea that
also
it's actually one race that was split into multiple parts, and you have to get them all back together. And see, there's three different... See, the statue had six arms. And they were wondering why they had six arms. And there's three different little sub-races, and they each have two arms, and you put them all together in their steps.
But we can't go mess with the other two races, because they're not space traveling.
Well, how did they get there?
That's an interesting question.
Did the statue go to...
Maybe it was part of the statue.
I also didn't search for a statue.
Well, I think he was spotted if it showed up.
So, if a race used to have space travel and then lost it, is it illegal to give it back to them?
It's more like somebody probably moved them.
So that's possible.
Considering they poked each other with sticks.
But they could also have devolved.
Yeah.
That's true. If they had actually devolved... It depends if they actually... I mean, they didn't really tell that story about space travel. So, if they don't have a history of it, then...
Did they escape good?
They don't seem
to have any contact. They didn't relate to you any stories of their space travel.
Yeah. They seem to have widely varied stories about poking strangers with fingers. That's all I can really swear to. Lots of legend and lore about that. And then the great stranger was poked mercilessly.
Well, I'm disturbed that this team is doing a slipshod job and that they're not reporting that they've discovered a sentient race. I think we should write a testy letter.
Well, I think they're probably hiding something, considering that it looks like they may... Wait, so how many of these different people, find out what, suddenly got new weapon technology? Right. So he got new weapon technology. The smugglers had a bunch of guns that they may or may not have transported down, except for us not being there, or except for us being there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not thinking.
They're arming the Meeps.
Yeah. Well, these are the Meeps.
The Meeps would have kicked ass on the fight on the lowly Meeps who only had pointy spears with a rock on the end or whatever.
I thought that's all the Gleeps had.
Well, the Gleeps were just about to get 40 laser rifles.
Oh. That was that?
Yeah. That's a significant advantage over my top and the smell, which...
Well, are they in the territory of Deep Space 17?
Planet?
The Gleeps planet.
Yeah.
Well then, I think we have the right to go there and do something.
You want to?
I'll write up a few search warrants and stuff. Hold on.
Can you check that ensign who taught them to smelt and all that stuff?
Yeah, we can talk to him, see if he knows anything about
right.
It.
Right. I mean, he might have been sent there to, you know, do this and then
sure,
take students.
Seems unlikely, but okay.
Well, there are a bunch of people who are, like, getting help with weapons all at once. It's funny. They're not funny, haha. Pretty queer.
Hey, thanks. You talk to the answer? What are you going to find out for? What's your place in this mysterious organization?
Okay,
answering!
Why did the damn send you?
Yeah. What did he figure out about the mesh culture or whatever while he was there? And you know what they were doing in that neighborhood that they crashed on that planet in particular, anyway.
They were supposed to do a preliminary survey of the planet. Well, actually, they were doing a preliminary survey. Well, actually, they weren't doing that. They're just going from point A to point B.
What happened? They do.
So it was pretty random. So from the maps, yeah, I mean. you know, he described the cultures, you know, primitive Stone Age, basically, they worship some kind of six-armed god, that's their protector.
Okay, so they do worship the six-armed god. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it really gets to what happens.
Damn, I'm going to put Max and Gleese on that same ship too, except that was my laser printer. Mm-hmm. Only the Beast get these ships. I think we should go investigate the Gleese scientific
outfit. Well, the statue was at the Mets when I was there and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it got there when you were on the planet, like wandering around.
No, it's a little fuzzy thing with eight legs.
Faux crab?
Yeah.
You just like crabs?
They're tasty.
So, ocean spider.
Well, if either of you know anything about anthropology and can spot what they're doing wrong, we can go visit them.
I'm very good at anthropology.
Compared to you.
Except for the occasional gross mistake. So let's go. I'm curious why they aren't reporting the sentient species, and also would like to know more about their unorthodox practices, and they're under our authority.
Well, let's see if they worship an eight or god.
Six. You just can't ask the questions leading like that. You don't go and say, do you worship a six-armed god? Because then they might just say yes to please the gods from outer space. We don't want that.
We're not supposed to do a talk to them. Yeah, but
they're like living with a Starfleet guy.
I don't know. Okay.
Sure, what's going on?
So you go back there?
Yes.
What do you think, Liz?
I think Dave up on my sheet. Dave and Donald. We'll take one extra security guy. Unless you think the natives are hostile or something, Dave. No, just the one extra.
All right, so you go over there.
Yeah, we should definitely keep that one extra security guy with us. Sure.
Oh, he's got to have some of the guys.
Yep, so you arrive on the planet. It's pretty peaceful. So, here to stay.
Okay, signal down to the,
What did they have as their main weapon? Spears?
The ones you saw?
Yeah.
He just came up with
you said they poked you.
Then let their finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I carry what's on my feet.
Okay. So you hello. So yeah, I guess Dr. Pilot answers. Planetary Service Team.
Yes, this is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy Evans of the Deep Space 17. We're coming down to do some continued investigations.
Of course.
They were also shipping down big crates of strange food.
Should we be giving strange food to pre-warp drive races? Or does that violate the time directive? It might help how to make new types of food.
Oh, I think they were Pop Rocks. If they happen to drink that with Coke, they could blow their heads off.
They could die!
And some of those boxes were also
like
slave girls.
Galaxy.
Oh, see, that does sound illegal.
Well, if they're hunter-gatherers, are they hunter-gatherers? Who knows?
No.
See, it sounds more illegal, though, yeah. Okay, let's go down.
Okay.
Everyone has at least to take one phaser. Donald?
That was the man.
Can you tell me what to do?
Alright, so everybody has at least a third one favorite.
Yeah.
So Dr. Bond,
if you wanna lay low, oh no, you already talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Through this whole adventure without weapons so far.
Well, I didn't say use it, I just said print line.
You get yours.
So everyone, you know, spread out and look for stuff.
I think I thought something may have been hidden in the food, I said.
Oh, really?
We searched it, but I don't know if there's something fishy.
Well, perhaps you should go with Donald, Crystal, and search the food, and I will make sure that the meeps have not gotten any. Leaps have not gotten any strange items from
okay.
the smugglers.
Okay.
With our other security guard.
Okay.
So, Donald and I will search the food.
Alright. So you're searching the gleek food that they brought. Yeah, so it's like half like food stuff and the other half seeds and
I'll ask about those seeds and if they can be used for warfare. What kind of seeds are those? Can they be used for warfare? I will ask.
No. It's just various strains of different varieties of corn and wheat. So you just spent, you know, just a bunch of varieties.
Right. And none of it's native and all of it's there for...
Well, I don't know. You don't see that. Sure. We'll see native.
Apples. You don't have to say space apples and space corn, which is possible to be
here. It could be a remarkable case of convergent evolution.
Yeah. Here. Okay.
Alright, so you two look at the meat, please.
I actually want to investigate their anthropological research method, so I disguise it cleverly in looking at the groups.
Okay, look at the portfolio.
I want to take some of the seats that are here for the bite.
Alright.
And I'll say lots of things like, are you sure that if I throw this really hard to the ground it doesn't explode?
Yep.
Things like that while we're taking it.
Alright.
I get 11 on my anthropology.
Perception.
7.
So the Gleefs also have. The weird drawing techniques.
Weird drawing techniques.
One's a weird drawing. One of the things is in a biplane.
Yeah. No. Looks like they drew.
Agent Lanning?
No.
One doctor murdering his female boss?
No. Looks like, I mean, it's.
Okay, so. A picture of Ian Irwin corn on the ground?
Wow.
Okay, it looks like, you know, a bunch of police on the land from the beach. Can you just see it? And then another and then some of the pictures and cut down, and the plan's different. So basically, the one land that we take it from looks like it's, you know, overcast and rainy in Washington.
That story is about space travel.
Huh. And this planet is, you know, kind of nice. It is. That's true. You are on the planet. Yeah, they do seem to be, you know, more. I actually like quality things, not biology.
I can roll biology, too.
Well,
logic?
Yeah.
Who are the other doctors who are on this planet?
Neat.
14.
So it's a team of six officially. It is three doctors, four doctors, and two assistants. They're like, but there are. Actually, none of them are. Other than the doctor, none of them are specialized in doctors. They're all supposed to be. I don't think that's wrong again. None of them are specialized in anthropology, I guess, is what it is. They're all sort of generalists. I mean, they're supposed to be surveyors, so.
Okay, so I want to talk to the other five.
14. Yeah, the cliques seem to be more adapted for whatever. Hmm.
Armored themselves and they know it.
So does the crime directive only go away if they move themselves, or also if they were alone?
Well, they move themselves and they know space travel.
But it's far enough away that they might have forgotten it. But there's proof that they saw stories, so it's fine in that.
In which case, it's then you can be more open.
But how about if they were moved?
They were moved, like by some big expansion.
Yeah.
That would still be fine, because. Well. Yeah. Because it's in their history now. I mean, you would certainly try to prevent the expansion from it. Yeah.
So you could talk about space travel, but you like couldn't give them space travel technology.
Right.
Or even seed technology.
You could just discuss with them being picked up by giant.
Sure.
Yeah. Statues.
Sure.
Sometimes my giant statue gives me
those. Does the universal translator work on these beliefs?
A little bit.
So I asked him, tell me about these drawings. What do they show?
Us. How far, Peter?
How? How travel? I almost asked the wrong question.
How travel? How are you doing?
Fly.
Yeah. Room. Hard walls.
How fine, big room, hard walls. Where it come from?
When we draw something, you know, we draw a cycle scale. Yeah. So it's about that big. Don't know where.
So we're going to build it, apparently.
It's rectangular.
Where go? Where now?
Here.
What?
Room?
Yes.
You were on the big statue, those big statue rectangular rooms. And are the walls made of the same stuff as they were going on?
The description sounded all familiar.
Not the rectangular rooms, maybe the walls.
Well, you said these guys were adapted to weather fine. And the statue was made out of coral.
That's true.
And I just. Was the Mets planet wet? How about the meats?
The meats also have a lot of the normal type of
water. Is there a water planet nearby somewhere?
We can do research.
Yeah. You can also light up all three planets and look for...
Or an astrogation.
Close to all three. Why, if the giant statue is some sort of, you know, whatever, spread my seed for the whole meat planet.
There's a water planet across the world, this sort of
thing. Why would they let three of exactly 20 people on?
Well, I don't think they let three in exactly three. They just let the appropriate people on. Other people would do by
anything about it. You probably wouldn't have been able to get on.
No, because that Roman was a standby one.
Apparently not. We've been misjudging.
Is it possible to do more kind of scans on it?
The ship let her on. What else can you say? It didn't let on either security guard.
Your theory is wrong?
That there is like a ship there or other high energy source.
Okay. But not like life forms or...
No.
Okay, I want to go back to the runabout.
Well, we can go over to that water planet, and if we run into the Romulans, we're also chasing the statue.
I'm going to violate the neutral zone just out of scientific curiosity.
You've changed.
I never would have violated the neutral zone out of scientific curiosity, I assure you.
For other reasons, sure.
No,
I
want to scan and try and find the doctor who's supposed to be in charge here. Oh, yeah, I have to see the other five doctors, or the other five people.
So you interview the other five people. What are you trying to get out of this?
Well, I want to know if the person who's supposed to be in charge is here.
No. I'll make an interrogation roll, which is...
Well, I mean, the first cut of it should just be when they trot out the other five people, is one of them Dr.
No.
Whatever?
Okay.
That's the missing doctor. There are only five people here. Yeah.
I thought, aren't there supposed to be six? I'll ask.
Yeah.
Maybe the sixth one is hiding with the guns. Who's the sixth one?
Dr.
Did you check his security, clearly?
Dr. Byron is on leave.
Okay.
Goodness. One of the gleeps. What'd you get on system?
Nine.
No sentient life other than here within, say, 100 kilometers.
And do I pick up more than, like, the... Do I actually pick up six life forms plus Dave and Donald like I should, or do I only pick up five plus Dave and Donald?
Five plus Dave and Donald.
I'll ask if she's on Leela planet.
Yeah.
Since when? In the last few days? People who's not Dr. Paresh or whatever his name is, how she left. Did you guys all see her off? And
yeah,
how did
she went off with a roofing on a freighter.
Boat? Okay.
Well, we dropped off the spider maybe. Okay. You should be careful when you stick to the little bleeps.
In what way?
Well, Only the Dr. Baron and Tyler supposed to go into the
piece. Oh, really?
Yes, there's an answer.
Did Dr. Byron and Dr. Paresh get along?
Yeah. Dr. Paresh, Korea is near Dr. Byron. Oh, yeah. She's not as famous as that.
And she wants to be a part of it.
She has a nice rack, too.
Okay.
I'd really like to point a gun at them and see what they do.
At the gleets?
Yeah.
They even combat Kansas.
Well, yeah. If somebody whipped out a rifle and swung it around, people who know what a rifle is would try to get the hell out of the way. People would fall, I think.
You
know, I don't know. Probably someone would get that.
Probably. Hey, glad you're upstairs. I mean, these people see me.
Okay. Well, I'll call Clancy. Get away from them. Call Clancy.
Yeah.
I'll tell them whatever I found. And ask what next. You should maybe check and see where Byron is.
Well, so she allegedly left on the same ship that we took into captivity.
Right.
So I've been back to Deep Space 17. And
you can't do that. It's like 2 days
beam radio.
Oh, okay.
Talk. I send him a message. Yeah, I don't mean beam.
Right.
Not beam. No, not beam, but rather beam. I talked to Deep Space 17, and I want a passenger manifest pulled up from when they said she left to see if she was on it.
General.
You can arrest the first, you can have the first mate arrested claiming that he kidnapped the doctor. And when he says, what? We send her down on flat.
Then you'll know where they sent her down.
So,
yeah, it says that they picked her up and dropped her off at this one world. Well, the world is not always the temple of carbonation.
Wow, vacation on a free contact world. Cool. So, Donald, was she there?
What do you know what she looks like?
Did you do any scans of the plant for humans or anything like that?
No.
Actually,
that's the guy you sent me to go get. Yeah, the
planet
where you got the
criminal. Ah, that one. Okay. Not the map planet.
Nope.
So, what type of government is there on that planet?
Worldwide giant trucks.
And it has gunrunners as far as you can
see. It's a veteran's world. But it's sort of mid-range generation, so.
I'll send a message to the planetary government and ask them to look at this person's location and have her give me a call.
Okay. Transmission.
Four.
Well, it's a clear text.
Go ahead.
Basically saying that per Dr. Pilich's request, we will be able to send a freighter and have it arrive there and transport it.
Who's this from?
This is from this is from the other, some of the freighter captains. Some of the freighter captains, Market. Saying, you know, he'll be there in a couple of days for that job.
There's another freighter captain coming out here per Dr. Perkishi's request. Dr. P is asking another freighter captain to come out here with something.
How do you know that?
I just picked up a communication with hex on it. The scientist that's missing apparently went to the planet where Donald picked up the criminal. I've asked the government there to try and get a hold of her and have her call. I'm of the opinion that we should shut down this operation because they're doing very dangerous things here. But I'd like to at least hear from the other doctor first. So perhaps give them a day, and if that doesn't work out, then shut down the whole operation before the other ship gets here.
I don't think we ever told the doctor that we busted the other freighters, did we?
No, not really. He just kind of disappeared.
Probably apply, though they might think that you're still investigating and don't know where the weapons are and weren't able to find them.
Right. Well, I mean, since we came back, maybe we were still looking for the weapons.
Yeah. But if she's on that planet and, you know, I went and arrested that guy, you probably heard about it.
We probably don't want to be here when that other freighter arrives in case they have good weapon systems, like the last one did.
I can take them, sis.
That's true. Would they have been an even fight, or would they have been better than us?
For the robots?
Yeah.
The torpedo launcher, it would have been. Oh, well, assuming they have upstate
abilities. So, amongst those other suggestions?
I mean, we don't really want them to drop off a big load of mystery crap here, right? I mean, we could send the other runabout out here. When's the new freighter come?
Today is out? Is that what you said, Jim?
Yeah. Okay, we could get a roundabout or whatever here in 2 days. And then there'd be two of us and one of them. Which is why I sent two last time.
So if when they had better weapons than normal, we would die.
I assume I'm correct in my intuition that there's a lot of good reasons to shut the scientific operation down at this point.
Federation.
Ah, yes, the old cannon come up with reasons, Charles.
Hey.
Yeah, you can follow that. At least for, you know, some proper investigation.
Yeah, I don't like the seeds particularly.
That was just some cookies.
So you could ask why they're giving them seeds. Well, wait until the things arrive, and then we'll ask them. What's that sentiment?